CKDR, today's hits, yesterday's favorites. I'm Richard McCarthy. My guest this morning is chair of the Dryden Entertainment Series, Wendy Wiedenhoff. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning, Richard.
A big event going to be happening tonight to bring to light, so to speak, the entertainment industry and how it's been affected by COVID-19. And the event is happening in Dryden and across the nation.
That is correct. And the Dryden Entertainment Series is going to light up the center this evening from 8 to 9 in red to support Light Up Live Day, which is an initiative to raise awareness of the live performance industry across Canada that remains in the dark because of the effects of COVID-19.
And it's a huge, huge industry that affects many people.
It absolutely is. This organization doing this event is a grassroots organization that was formed to support Canadian live event workers who are out of work because of COVID-19. And as you said, it's a huge industry. It includes technicians, artists, presenters, venues, promoters, all of those people that make live performances happen.
What are we going to see when we go by the center tonight?
The whole atrium, all that beautiful front of the building, should be lit up in red. And you can just think about live performances and the lack of them, not only in Dryden, but across our country at this time. The industry is really appreciative of the support that they've received from both the government and the public as this has all been going on. But they really need that assistance to continue, because once this pandemic is over, we really want the show to go on. So they need to receive support so they can stay in business, more or less.
So then, Wendy, besides us as the general public going by the center, seeing the center lit up in red tonight, is there anything else we can do? We're missing that entertainment value and shows and everything else across northwestern Ontario and around the country. Is there anything that we can do to help?
I think we can just support this initiative and initiatives like this, and let our members of parliament know that we are supportive of the arts. It's such an important part of our culture, not only in Dryden, but right across our country, of course. And we want to make sure that our elected officials understand how much our communities appreciate the arts and want them to continue.
Let's bring it then to what was going to be happening, what is still possible, maybe, for the Dryden Entertainment Series for 2020-2021. What do we know, Wendy?
We have our whole season booked in February each year. So we did have 9 artists or / companies contracted for performances that were to start in September and go right through until April. For now, our first 3 concerts have been postponed, and we have been able to reschedule them for next season, which is very good. The rest of the concerts for now are on hold. We will not be selling subscription sales this year. If any concerts are able to happen, tickets would be sold on an individual basis. But of course, right now, we don't really know what will be possible. We're asking our audience to stay tuned, and we will give you updates throughout the year. As we know more, you will know more.
The evening tonight, lighting it up red, the center in Dryden. Check out lightuplive.ca for more. Wendy, anything else before we let you go?
One of the other things we're hoping to do this year, the Dryden Entertainment Series, is work with school or schools to bring an artist to their classroom virtually and do some kind of interaction with the artists and the students and do a production, a cooperative production. That would all be done virtually, but we really want to keep the arts alive in our community, and if we can do something for students through outreach, we would really like to make that happen.
Well, hopefully that does happen, Wendy. Thanks very much for taking the time and letting us know about Light Up Live tonight.
We really hope to be back in business soon.
My guest this morning, Dryden Entertainment Series Chair Wendy Wiedenhoff.
Thank you.